Welcome back to Culture Makers. Today we talk, how can God use me? NBA playoffs, Billboard Music Awards, and the biblical resurgence. I'm Vince Parker.
Okay.
This is James Meehan.
Yep,
Let's dive right in. James, how are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, here's my first question for you. I know I didn't list on the topic list, but how did you like my intro for you last week? Do you remember it? You can call him what you want, but you can't call him broke because he's rich in Christ. Let's go.
Come on, that's good.
Did you like that?
That's good, except Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Okay, all right.
So,
all right, you want to hit me with that? Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing something amazing.
Okay.
Phil Mickelson, age 50, oldest major winner ever, PGA Championship Tour. Is that an inspiration to you?
Come on, absolutely.
I don't even know if our viewers watch golf.
You said he's 50 years old?
50 years old.
Dude, that's 2 feet in the grave. I'm surprised he's still playing golf. How old are you?
Not 50. Next question for you, James. Here's the deal. Did you watch the Billboard Music Awards?
Yes.
Awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. His face, he knew
I was like, okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to list off a category.
Okay, yep.
I'm going to list some artists.
Yep.
And I want to know who you think won this category. Now,
Fantastic.
Remember, Billboard is based on radio play, Spotify plays, and sales, and things like that. So,
dude, I'm great at multiple choice. I'm excited for this.
Okay, here we go.
C.
Top artist.
Okay, yeah.
Was it Drake, Juice WRLD, Pop Smoke, Taylor Swift, or The Weeknd?
I think half of those are made up, so I'm going to go with The Weeknd.
You are correct. It's The Weeknd. But none of them are made up.
Oh, okay.
These are actually
You're telling me Juice World? Juice World is a real thing?
You don't know who Juice World is?
No, no, is that like Welch's? Welch's grape juice?
Stop it, James. That's...
I'm sorry.
Rest in peace, Juice World. I don't know if you know this, but Juice World passed away.
Oh my gosh, did you let me say stuff like this?
Yeah, I was trying to stop you.
Lord, forgive me.
He and Pop Smoke both have passed away. So, yeah, James.
I'm glad I didn't make jokes.
Top new artist. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gabby Baird, Doja Cat, Jack Harlow, Pop Smoke, or Rod Wave?
I'm not saying anything else for the rest of this episode.
Pop Smoke.
Okay, cool.
Top group or duo?
Great.
AC/DC, AJR, BTS, Dan and Shay, or Maroon 5?
AC/DC, like way back in the day?
Yeah,
TNT
apparently
Dynamite?
I didn't even know they released something new.
Boom, AC/DC.
Way off. BTS.
Wait, are they actually in the running? Were they nominated for something?
They were nominated.
These are all the nominations.
Yes, yes. Okay, here's the deal.
That makes no sense. Oh, you said BTS?
BTS won.
They're the K-pop group, right?
K-pop group. Had that new song,
Come
Butter.
On, bro. Tell me I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know a lot of things, obviously. Still feel awkward about what I said earlier.
That's okay. God forgives.
Come on.
Top Christian artist. Casting Crowns.
Oh, come on.
Elevation Worship.
Okay.
For King and Country.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
Or Zach Williams.
Okay, wait, time out. Is Carrie Underwood like actually a Christian artist now?
According to this Billboard nominations, she's in there.
Jesus, take the wheel.
That's your...
Take it from... No, that's not my guess. I just...
Oh, okay.
I just remember way back in the day watching Carrie Underwood on American Idol.
In that, okay.
So that's my claim to fame. Okay, wait, so I'm gonna guess Elevation Worship.
You would be correct, sir. Very good, very good.
Let's go.
Top country female artist, is it Gabby Baird, Marian Morris, or Carrie Underwood?
Wait, hold on. You're telling me Carrie Underwood is Christian and country?
Yes.
Okay. Carrie Underwood, that is my final answer.
It would be Gabby Baird.
That's not even a real person.
Yes, it is. And what's cool about her is she is a Christ follower. It's even the first thing listed on her Twitter. She's unsaying. She loves Jesus. She thanks God.
That's...
First person she thanks is God in her award. So my question to you, follow up, is if you were to receive an award, whether it be an academy, I don't know if there's a preaching award, who are the people you would thank?
God.
Who would you think? Okay, God.
I would thank God and Jesus. And then my mom.
Okay.
And then you.
Well, I don't know why.
I'm not sure.
Me.
I think this is like...
It's not a trick question.
Oh, okay.
I was just watching her acceptance speech, and I thought, I'm going to ask James, who would he thank if he won an award?
First person, God. Second person, mom. Third person, Vince Parker. Fourth person, you. The people of Switch. Students with intention towards Christ's holiness.
Super awesome. I love it.
You didn't mean that at all.
No, I do. I love it, James. Next up, here's a question for you. We're gonna shift gears a little bit because we like to mix it up here on Culture
Come on,
Makers.
Please shift gears for me.
How can God use me?
You specifically, or is this?
No, just in general.
In general, anybody.
To our audience out there, those who are watching, listening, how can God use them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing that's super cool to note is the idea that God can and God will use anybody who is willing to be used by him. Right? Literally, the story of the Bible follows the stories of people who are all sorts of messed up, but God uses in significant ways because they're willing to surrender their will to his. So, for example, we get the story of Abraham, who's this dude who God calls and says, hey, I'm going to send you into this place you've never been before, and I'm going to turn you into a great nation. And along the way, Abraham does a lot of dumb things, but God still uses him because Abraham keeps showing up. Later, we're told about some of Abraham's kids and how God uses them. And again, lots of mess ups along the way, but God continues to use them. And then this man named Abraham becomes a great family. This family becomes the nation of Israel. You may have heard of David, David and Goliath. There was also a story about David, David and Bathsheba.
Right.
Where David, who is the king that God has chosen to lead his people, ends up literally lusting after another man's wife, then getting that dude killed
so
that
up.
He can marry this woman and cover up the affair that he had committed. And guess what?
God still uses him,
right? It's through the line of David that we eventually get Jesus. And then Jesus shows up onto the scene. He calls these 12 disciples. And what's amazing is one of those, a dude named Peter, who throughout the 3.5 years that Peter walks with Jesus, he does lots of really ridiculous things. Like one time, Peter rebukes Jesus. He literally says, hey, Jesus, don't say stuff like that. And so Jesus turns around and calls Peter Satan. Are you kidding me? Have you ever been called Satan? Peter was.
Not recently.
And God still used him. Not only that, but Peter cut off a dude's ear. Then he denied Jesus 3 times. And yet Jesus returns to him after his resurrection and says, hey, I want you to lead my church. I want you to feed my sheep. And Peter was the leader of the early Christian movement. So over and over again, all throughout the biblical story, we have example after example of people who are being used by God because they were willing to be used. So can God use you? 100%.
So you're telling me, despite the mess ups, the mistakes, because some of the things you described, that's
pretty messed up.
Like that's straight cringeworthy stuff right there.
Right, man.
That all I need to do is be willing to be used by God and I can be used by God?
100%. I think that's the thing where it's like, if you're willing to show up, then God's gonna move through you.
That's awesome. All right, James, shifting gears again. We're mixing up a little bit different. We're jumping into the NBA playoffs.
Oh, come on.
16 teams are in.
Yep.
Okay.
Fantastic.
We've played 1 or 2 games, and here's the deal. I just want you to tell me who you think is going to win the series on these teams.
Okay? Oh, this is so scary.
So the series are still going on. You just need to tell me who you think is going to win.
Okay.
We have the 76ers and the Wizards.
Okay.
Who you got?
76ers, okay. Obviously.
Good pick.
I don't know.
The Suns and the Lakers.
Lakers.
Okay, going with Team LeBron. They're already down a game, but you're still going with Team LeBron.
Dude,
okay.
Come on. LeBron can do it. Space Jam 2. Space Jam 2? More like Space Jam Poo.
I don't even know you, bro.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Then.
Hawks or Knicks?
Man, I'm going to go with the Knicks.
Okay. Any strategic reason why?
Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Singer.
All right. The Grizzlies or the Jazz?
The who? The Grizzlies?
Yes, Grizzlies. Grizzlies.
Grizzlies or the Jazz?
Yeah.
Man, that Utah Jazz. Come on, somebody.
Okay.
That was my team back in NBA 2K16.
Okay.
Because they were like the worst team on the game.
And that's why Bucks or Heat?
Come on, bro. Give me them Bucks. That was my other team. Because back in 2016, NBA 2K16, I think their team rating was like a 60.
But they're great now because they got Giannis and they're crushing.
Come on,
so
bro.
That's good. Okay, we got the Trailblazers or the Nuggets?
Nuggets. All day.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A Nuggets, to be precise.
And that's why you picked the Nuggets?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know why you picked the teams you picked, but we now know why James picks the teams he picks. Next up, Nets or Celtics?
Celtics.
We've discussed who's on the Nets.
Yeah, underdog.
Okay, if the Celtics win, they're already done a game.
Dude, it's just one game. They've got plenty of time to come back.
Okay, well,
don't count them out.
Okay.
You know who they counted out? Jesus, when he was buried in the grave. Come on, but he wasn't done yet. He was down a game. But he rose, a king.
I like how you just tied Jesus to an NBA playoff analogy.
Am I saying that the Celtics are the equivalent of Jesus?
I didn't say you said that.
I'm not saying that. But they might be. Just kidding. Definitely are not. Right. Keep going, bro.
Mavs or Clippers?
Oh, Mavs. Easy.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Mavs, Luka, the dude is good.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah. I don't very know good. Okay, you don't know. Oh, okay. All right. James, recently Barnes have just talked about how there's been a biblical resurgence.
Like, come on.
More people are diving into the Word of God.
Yep.
Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incredible. It's one of those things where we as a church have very much been believing and praying that through all things 2020, through all things global pandemic, racial tension, political division, that humanity, right, across the globe,
right,
would be reminded of just how fallen and broken this world is and how good and loving our Savior Jesus is. And I think what we're starting to discover is that a lot of people, unfortunately through terrible circumstances, have had a good thing happen where they've woken up to the reality that things are not supposed to be this way, that the world we live in right now is not as God intended. But there is a way that God intended. And so there are so many people that are trying to find meaning, significance, and hope through what is a really, really hard time. And thankfully, they're able to find that through scripture, through God's word. And I think the statistic was like pretty incredible to see how more people are engaging with God's word this year than like before, to the point where previous years, like it had been like a steady decrease of people reading the Bible.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, 2021, boom, it like shoots up, where there are now more people engaging with God's word. There are more people that are seeking him in their own lives. And what I believe very strongly is that when we go to God through his word, he will speak to us, that he will transform us, that when we get in God's word gets in us, and that shapes us and forms us into people that can love others the same way that God through Christ has loved us. And so in a world that is crying out for community, crying out for purpose, crying out for justice, we are being formed into the kind of people that can bring that, that can experience that, invite others into it. And so the idea of more and more people diving into God's word through this resurgence of the Bible, I think is really, really special. And I can't wait to see what it does in people's lives down the road.
I'd agree with that. I think if more people in God's word is an amazing thing. If you're not more in God's word, I encourage you.
Come on.
Download the YouVersion Bible app. It's 100% free. If you are watching this, then you have a way to get access to the YouVersion Bible app.
That's good.
For free. And if not, maybe if you're old school and paper, then, you know, head to your local bookstore, grab a Bible.
Come on.
Get down and read. You cannot go wrong with reading God's word at all.
Mm.
You ready for a question from one of our viewers?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. This is from Abigail.
Okay, hello, Abigail.
How do you forgive yourself from walking away from God? She has walked away and can't forgive herself. She beats herself up over it, and she's hurt by it emotionally. She's been in darkness for so long.
Yep.
She's just ready to get out. What does she do?
Yep. I think that's a really, really great question. And I think it's really honest for you to say that, because I think the thing that can be really challenging is for those of us who are followers of Jesus, we recognize that we have all been forgiven immensely by God. That when we begin a relationship with him, he takes our sin and separates it as far as the east is from the west. That while we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us. But here's the problem, is that even though he makes us new, we oftentimes still have these old thought patterns that tell us, no, like we aren't worth forgiving. And so the challenge becomes, how do we bring our belief about ourselves in alignment with what God believes about us? And I really love what our senior pastor, Craig Rochelle, has talked about. It's this idea of having words to live by. It's this series of declarations based on God's truth that we declare, we speak out over ourselves, so that eventually our thoughts will move and become aligned with God's word. And one of the best ways that we can do that is to not just think it, not just read it, but to actually speak it. Recently in one of our messages as a church, Craig was talking about this idea of the shame that has been put on us through Christ can be lifted off us. But in order to make that happen, sometimes what we have to do is take God's word. We've got to read it. Then we've got to write it. Then we have to confess it out loud over ourselves until we believe it. So read it, write it, declare it, until eventually you believe it. So my encouragement to you would be, man, take some time to write up some declarations based on God's word that you can say out loud over yourself until your thoughts become aligned with God's word. And one of the best ways you can do that is by checking out the message from our senior pastor, Craig Rochelle. It's called Words to Live By. You can look up the Bible plan on YouVersion. You can search for it on life.church, the website. There's tons of great places you can find it. Or you can search here on YouTube for that message from Life Church. And it's really, really powerful. And I know it's been super helpful for me.
That's good. It is a great message. I like it. And that's a great point. Here's the deal. No matter what you're going through, God can get you through.
Come on.
You got to be intentional about what you're doing. Intentionality, I feel like, is always the key. Kind of like you talked about earlier. You said, hey, you have to be willing to be used by God. You got to be intentional about that. Here's it. We've had a lot of fun today. We've joked around. We've asked Jane some challenging questions, like, why do you think the Celtics are going to beat the Nets?
Come on.
We've answered your questions. As always, if you have questions, let us know. Put them in the comments. Also, like, subscribe, share. Let the world know we're here for you. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
See ya.